Once again, we are on the edge of a major ocean storm that is tracking well to the southeast of New England this afternoon. This storm is tracking so far out to sea that it's on a path that typically would bring no snow to the northeast. However, given the intensity of the storm, the size of the storm, there are snowy conditions across a good chunk of the northeast this afternoon. Conditions are worst to our east, where blizzard warnings are in effect for portions of the south shore of Massachusetts to Cape Cod. Also, Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard are under blizzard warnings. Farther west, snow amounts are lighter and winds are a little bit lighter as well. We have some winter weather advisories through portions of the Pioneer Valley into Connecticut. Also, portions of the lower Hudson Valley around Westchester are under winter weather advisories. And for the rest of us, again, it's basically a miss on the big storm, though there is the potential for some snow, especially from the capital region on east and south, moving into the late day and nighttime hours. And overall, the weather pattern remains very active across the east. Over the next couple of days, we have a large area of low pressure aloft, essentially a large trough is what we call it, and that is going to trigger a couple of more storms. Now, the storm today is by far the most substantial. That one's heading out to sea. Then we see a couple of other storms that will flare up south of New England during Tuesday and Wednesday. Neither of these storms will be even close to the intensity of the storm that's happening today. But with the unsettled weather around, this low-pressure area aloft, there is the potential for some periods of light snow, basically tonight right through Wednesday. So from time to time, we'll have some snow, and at times, we will have some slippery areas on the road. So that's something to keep in mind, kind of a wintry feel and look around here over the next couple of days. And then it will really feel like winter later this week as some cold air sets in by Thursday and Friday, and following that, it looks to turn even colder as we head into the weekend. So we have potentially the coldest weather of the winter so far as we move toward the end of the week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, with periods of light snow and snow showers, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or a period of light snow, high 26 to 32. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of light snow or snow showers, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or a period of light snow, high 26 to 32. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, with periods of light snow and snow showers, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or a period of light snow, high 28 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly cloudy, periods of light snow or some snow showers, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or a period of light snow, high 28 to 34. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or light snow, highs in the 30s. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers and squalls, colder with highs in the 20s to around 30, some teens in the Adirondacks. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.